John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is here with me, and we turn to a story that requires explanation. This has to do with the Prime Minister of Canada, our best and longest friend to the North. The headline is Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, pushing HFX to drop Taiwan award to avoid angering China. Puzzling, puzzling. The subhead doesn't help. Justin Trudeau reportedly fears angering China over an organization's planned award for Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. We welcome Charles Burton. Charles is our guide on all things Canadian, because this can get very puzzling, especially because Mr. Trudeau, his father, was a person who opened doors to China. Charles is senior fellow at the Center for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad and the Macdonald Laurier Institute. Charles, the last time we spoke of Justin Trudeau, things were going well. He was speaking out against the arbitrary imprisonment of two Canadian citizens, one of whom was probably charged in a secret trial and sentenced. He was speaking out in favor of the Chinese not using hostage diplomacy. What's happened since? Good evening, Charles.
Good evening. Well, there's a Halifax International Security Forum, which is actually headquartered in Washington, D.C., but originated with a former Canadian Minister of Defense, Peter MacKay, from Halifax, who provided some funding to set up an annual conference, a high-level conference on defense and security matters, involving really the most prominent people in Canada, United States, and Europe, including ministers and very senior military to talk about defense matters every year. Well, in Halifax. So they also administer the John McCain Prize for Leadership in Public Service, which, the widow of Senator McCain, Cindy McCain, is on the forum's board of directors. And this year, the Halifax International Security Forum decided to honor the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, with this prestigious McCain Award, whereupon the government of Canada has indicated to the Halifax International Security Forum that if they go through with this, that the government of Canada will withdraw the funding for the Halifax International Security Forum, which is currently headed up in Washington by the former senior official in Canada's Department of Defense when Mr. McKay was the minister, a man called Van Krak. So there's a sort of political aspect on both sides, China and the Liberals against something that they regard as associated with the rival party. But ultimately, of course, China will be very happy if the Halifax International Security Forum decides that they're not going to award it to Tsai Ing-wen because they don't want to see their funding disappear and the future of the security forum therefore a threat. So it's a continuing story, but not one that reflects very well on the government of Canada.
Gordon, this is a puzzle. Last time I remember us talking about China and Canada, wasn't China making threats against Canada, withdrawing things, challenging Trudeau, stamping its foot about the detention of the CFO in Vancouver? I'm old enough to remember the tantrum, right, Gordon?
You're right, John. This is Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Huawei. She is currently under detention, house arrest, pending extradition proceedings from the United States, because we believe that she engaged in bank fraud on behalf of her company. This is important in the sense that it's a test of will. Justin Trudeau, I'm sure, would like to offload Meng, but I don't think that he feels he can do so, because that would be a gross interference in the Canadian judicial proceedings, and indeed would anger the United States. So, yes, China has been throwing fits ever since Meng was detained in December 2018.
You have a question for Charles, Gordon.
Charles, if the Halifax Forum actually did go forward and award the McCain Prize to the Taiwan president, would Canada carry through on its threats to withdraw the funding to the forum?
Well, the Minister of Defense has been asked about this in Parliament and subsequently in a hearing of the Common Special Committee on China, Canada last night. And, he just defers the question. But the funding is year by year, so it's possible that they wouldn't award next year. I think this is in the larger context of is it desirable for Canada to continue to appease China on Taiwan when China is giving Canada nothing but, horrible relations and hostage diplomacy and spurious application of tariff barriers on Canadian agricultural commodity exports to China as economic coercion in addition to political coercion to get Ms. Meng free. In other words, if one argues that in the past we have shunned Taiwan's democratically elected legitimate government, a democratic government based on similar political values to those that we have in the West. She's feminist. She defends the environment. She supports the rights of indigenous peoples. She's a champion of the middle class. Is it worth it for us to sell out Taiwan hoping that we will get some benefits from China or that China will somehow or other gradually come into compliance with the international norms of diplomacy and trade? Or would we gain more respect with China by doing the right thing and acknowledging that the Tsai Ing-wen government is the legitimate government of Taiwan in effective control of that territory, and that China shouldn't tell us who we can engage with diplomatically?
Charles, I'm puzzled about Trudeau's place in this. Does he stand to lose or gain anything on the basis of this award?
Well, one wonders what his retirement plans are, and one sees so many senior Canadian officials after retirement receiving what Charles Parton of the Royal United Services Institute refers to as life-changing amounts of money. I'm not suggesting that this is in fact the fact, but we have seen a tendency for Canadian officials who have been compliant with the demands of China to find themselves well set up after they leave their positions of public trust. So one wonders if that could be a factor, or if it's simply that Mr. Trudeau wishes to defend his father's legacy as a strong supporter of Mao Zedong and China's Communist Party in the past.
And so he believes that China will not blame him no matter what happens in the award, or does he stand to suffer in some fashion if the award goes forward?
I think that, certainly if the award goes through, that China will feel betrayed by the Canadian government, just as they are when the Canadian government refused to violate the independence of the Canadian judiciary currently adjudicating the U.S. extradition request with regard to Ms. Meng, or any number of other things. The parliamentary condemnation of the genocidal policies in Xinjiang, the Canadian government championing 59 countries to make a statement opposing arbitrary detention as a means for political coercion. All of these things are things that the Chinese did not want the Trudeau government to do, and they feel that somehow, he's betraying their whatever trust may have existed between Canada and China, and this would just be one more thing. Maybe things have got so bad that, we really have no more stake in this, and we should simply do the right thing, agree with Senator McCain's widow, and recognize the considerable contribution to global governance of President Tsai.
Gordon, a puzzle for you. In the article they mentioned you should fear poking the Chinese bear. The Chinese bear. Is the Chinese bear sensitive, Gordon? Is it wounded a lot all the time? Just carry around grievances? It's not a big tough guy? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, China always talks about historic grievances. So they make a career out of grievances. But no, it's a very realistic, very pragmatic, ruthless foreign policy. Feelings have nothing to do with it.
And so this idea that they'd be offended is romantic on their part, or romantic on the headline writers, right? They're not going to be offended. They're just aggressive all the time, and they make threats. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. And we shouldn't fall for it, but apparently we do. So that's the reason why China keeps on talking about grievances, because it works.
And Charles, last 30 seconds, does it work in Canada? China's aggrieved, and so Canada wants it to make the bear feel better?
Yes, I think that there's, China has associated anything that goes against the interests of the Chinese Communist Party as racism against Chinese people, ethnic Chinese. So they've conflated the two, and accusations of racism, are taken very seriously in a country like Canada.
Charles Burton of the Macdonald Laurier Institute, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.